helpless, like I'm out here all alone. A ship out on the ocean, I can't find its way home. I can't walk on water, I can't part the sea. I can't think of a single reason why anyone would forgive me.
Welcome back to the Grace and Hope Consulting Podcast, where we are talking about resilience this year. And if you've been around what we do, been around us for a while, you know that everything we do revolves around resilience. We help people rise above their circumstances, whether through counseling, coaching, sharing those stories, feeling included. All the things we do is so that you are remembered, are reminded that you are made for more and you can do more. And so today I have another new friend, actually. I have Shelham with me here. And I want just to give you a chance to let us know who you are, what you do, and where you're located.
All right. Yes, ma'am. My name is Shelham Klein. I am actually a positive, inspirational, and Christian country artist. God has blessed me with being in full-time ministry, traveling across the country with 10 number one songs. So we're really excited about that. Our latest single was called God Can, that went number one. And I am based in North Carolina. So it's exciting to where I can travel all across the country. Mm-hmm. But my home base is in North Carolina.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here. And I think this is the first time that we actually you know, have something. We have a Christian musician on here, and again,
yes, ma'am.
Accomplished one. So thank you, you know, just thank you for letting God use your gift and, you know, and use you to kind of spread, you know, his hope and grace, you know, to everyone, you know, everyone right. you meet, and even people that you might not meet that meet you for your music.
Right.
But I know it, you know, it might sound all glorious. Like, well, yeah, God can eventually, right? God brought you this far. And for people listening and watching, the song that we're playing, we played in the before in the intro and at the outro, is that number one song, you know, from Shalom that, you know, God can. Right. And you did hear those, you said 10, I think, right? 10 number one
yes,
songs.
Yes, ma'am. That was number 10.
Awesome. So it's like, yes. That's a great accomplishment. And people can think, oh, it's easy. He just gets out of bed and makes it happen, right?
Yeah, that's it. We'll go with that. I wish it was that easy.
Right. Sure. I'm sure it hasn't been easy. And then I know also that it because of all the things you've been through that you've seen that God can, right? And so
right.
if you just want exactly. to share a little bit about what are some of the things that you have dealt with that you had to choose resilience and how, you know, what helped you choose resilience?
Well, that song was actually written because of a situation that was going on in my life. Back in August of 2018, I had a little munchkin. She was 3 years old, mm-hmm. and we had just had a new little baby that was born in December of 2017. And my wife suffering from postpartum depression, as well as other things. She looked at me and told me one day I came in from the road. She told me that I needed to choose between her or the fairy tale that I was singing about. Mm. I didn't think anything about it. Obviously, I thought it was just her being in one of her moods. Yeah. And about an hour later, she packed her stuff up, took the kids and ran. Came back home about 8 different times back and forth. And finally, she got mad because we had caught her in some things that she shouldn't be in as a Christian or as a human being that, you know, was taking care of kids anyway. Mm-hmm. And so my punishment for that, for a lack of better words, not only did I have like a couple water bottles to the head and chairs thrown and stuff like that to me, but my big punishment was that for 126 days, she kidnapped my kids. And would not allow me to have any communication whatsoever. She knew how to play the system very well and did. And you know, it was one of those things to where during that time of my life, on top of everything else, COVID was starting. So obviously, you know, it was an easy way to attack, for lack of better words. And with everything happening, we wound up on Christmas Eve of 2019, the following year, on Christmas Eve of 2019, when everything started really going crazy, I wound up having a heart attack at the age of 31 years old. And then, of course, that's when everything went downhill from there. She had started doing the 126 days. And on day 127, I'll never forget it, we finally were able to get in front of a judge in which she refused to even show up. And the judge obviously ordered her to allow me to have visitation until we could get into the actual court system. To do something. And I'll never forget it. The first day that I saw my kid, who was at that time was 5 years old, she's now 6. First thing she said to me, I stood on the porch of my grandparents' house. And my 5-year-old, sorry, it tears me up every time I think about it, but my 5-year-old got out of that vehicle. She looked up and with a smile on her face, she looked back at her mom. And she said, "Daddy's not dead. I thought you said Daddy was dead." And come to find out, my ex had told her I was killed in a wreck. And when she had to go to court for that information and to provide that, she refused to get on the stand, forced into doing an agreement. So obviously there was no consequences, if you will. And during all that time, of course, and now we have a joint custody as right now that we're able to do because of obviously the agreement she was forced to make. It was one of those situations to where I would lay down at night and I would just cry and say, "God, seriously? How did I sing for you to people who don't want to could care less if I show up or not?" Mm. And this song, this idea hit me that, you know, when you can't, God can. Mm. And I realized real quickly, and this is something like with our tour, we've got a new album coming out. Mm-hmm. Our tour for 2022 is simply this, that we're living a real life. Mm-hmm. And our life is made up of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mm-hmm. And we like to share the good parts of our life, but it's the bad and the ugly that's God's favorite time to move.
Mm.
And during that bad and the ugly, God turns it around for good. And how many people has God allowed you to be a witness to because of the bad and ugly that you're facing in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, God don't like ugly. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, if you are his child, I've realized this, God is going to show up and show off when it looks like all hope is gone. When it looks like he's 4 days late, he's still right on time. You know, the Bible tells us that with Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a line in that song that says, the God that turned a sea into a highway. And my God turned the sea into the highway. He's the same one that can turn all this around and has begun starting to turn all this around. And I'm excited about what God's doing, but I'm also, you know, my heart hurts for folks that's going through the exact same thing, that's going through the exact same situation, because I've been there and I understand exactly what you're feeling. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. What a journey. And in the midst of that, instead of giving up, it's like, oh, this is my lot in life, right? And it just, you know, woo me. You're like, no, the fun strength in your faith, and definitely God shows up, you know. And I know that I'm sure right now it's not perfect the way you want it, but you say you seem to see God working through all of this.
Right. Well, and one thing that really got me, and I'll be sharing the story a lot as we travel in 2022, I was singing in a little small town called Sneed's Ferry, North Carolina, on the eastern part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the opportunity to speak to a young man. He pulled up in the church parking lot. His mom went to the church, and I was on the phone with him because she asked me to call him. Pulled up in the parking lot, and the young man had a gun to his head.
Mm.
He was 50 feet from the church, and I walked out to him and began telling him. And I told him my story, same thing. His wife had walked out on him, had taken his kids, would not allow him to see his kids. And I was sitting there, and, you know, we were having this conversation. We were explaining what was happening.
Mm.
And out of the blue, he looked at me with tears in his eyes and said, if your God loves you, why in the world would he put you through all this if you're supposed to be working for him? Why do you have to face this? And to be honest with you, you know, we say it's easy, you know, and yeah, hey, I'm a big old macho man or whatever the case may be. It wasn't. I told people all the time, I retired so many times during that opportunity, you know, but then I realized I had to keep going. My story wasn't finished.
Yeah.
And that moment, because I kept asking God, I was like, God, why do I have to face this? Why is this the situation? And it was at that very moment, that young man gave me my answer. Because when he asked me that question, I looked at him and I said, for you.
Yeah.
And he was like, you don't even know me. What? Why?
Mm.
And I said, brother, I said, look, I said, God gave his life for me knowing that I would fail.
Mm-hmm.
He stretched his arms out on Calvary knowing that I would fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to walk through what you're walking through to let you know that, yeah, it's horrible. It is not fun and it is not fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the end of it, God can and God will.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep moving, because God won't let you fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I've explained to him, I was like, I'm on this side. You're on that side, but I've been on that side.
Yeah.
I said, so come over here and join me over here and know that God can.
Yes.
And it was at that moment, he took that gun down from his head and handed it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I led him to Jesus Christ right there in the middle of a church parking lot after God's office hours. Can you believe that?
Woo!
You know, many times we think God's office hours is like from 11 to 12. That's all he is. Sunday morning, that's it.
Yeah.
But he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior that day. And you know, every time I'm ready to give up, every time that something happens, and I'm just sitting here thinking, seriously, are we really going to do like this again? I keep reminded, my God turned a sea into a highway.
Yes.
And if he can turn a sea into a highway, he can make sure whatever we're facing today is going to be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot. My faith has grown so much.
Mm-hmm.
And every song on this brand new album called Real Life, I'll give you one guess what it's about, Real Life. And, you know, every single song on it comes from this experience that I've faced.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, it all makes up our story. It all makes up our song. And this is in a song that you'll hear. It says this, it's the sharps and flat together that creates a melody.
Mm.
And it's the good, the bad, and the ugly that creates my story.
Yes, yes, that is powerful. Yes, and often when we go through those hard times, it's so easy to hide.
Oh, yes.
And even afterwards, there's a lot of people who see the successes, you know. And for me, as we're recording today, literally 2 days ago, we celebrated the 6-year anniversary of Gristmill Consulting. And people see all the glamorous things, all the things we do. And I had to take them down memory lane, see how we started. You know, for me, I remember being, you know, depressed and, you know, in a psychiatric hospital. I remember not wanting to live. You know, I remember giving up and quitting school so many times. And then, like you said, there was just something bigger than myself, right? And they keep pushing us to, you know, go through. And then you meet those people just like that gentleman. For me, it was one of my clients. She was ready to give up as well. And she literally, when we met, the day before she was crossing the bridge, driving through a bridge, she's like, I just wanted to go drive the other side of that bridge. And because she was done, right? And then it's us sitting there and saying, you know what? I know how it feels, right? And not just, you know, showing all the things we do now as if we, you know, and forgetting where we came from.
Those
stories are so powerful because that's what builds literally the bridge between us and people. It's not all the good things we do. Yes, they're good. Yes, they're great. Yes, no, it glorifies God and will glorify God for gifts and talents. But the one thing I believe that helps us, that connects us the most to others, to a hurting world, this hurting world that we live in, is us being able to show our brokenness.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, and many times, and I've been told by so many people, now my new record label, they're all about it. Like, share your story. It's you. It's who you are. But so many people that were, I'll say, in my circle was like, well, people don't want to hear about that. Only share the good stuff. Don't worry about the bad and ugly. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I strongly disagree with that. Because if I would have not have shared that bad and ugly, that young man that I was able to lead to Jesus, he could have cared less how many number one songs I've had.
Exactly.
He could have cared less what stages I've sung on or what my middle name is.
Mm-hmm.
What he cared about was that I walked through the exact same hurt that he was going through at that particular point. Mm-hmm. I made it out to the other side.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the bad and the ugly is God's favorite time to move. And I've realized that no matter what anybody tells you, if I can give any type of advice to anybody is embrace the bad and the ugly and know that the good is on its way, because God will not allow his children to face all of this nonsense without a reward.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that. I'm a living witness to that. And God's doing things. And honestly, we're praying. We've got some things coming up. And I know for a fact that God's going to show up and show off. And when he does, Satan himself will have to tremble. And you hear that thing, not today, Satan. I wake up every morning. I was like, nope, not happening, brother. You know, I just do that every morning. My new wife, and God's blessed me with an amazing wife now who loves our children and just really is just all around amazing, godly warrior. And every time I say that, she looks at me and she was like, you're crazy. And I'm like, you're right, but you married me. So, you know, that's how it worked.
We're
so
crazy together, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, that's what it's got to be. And I talked to
crazy faith, right?
Exactly. Yeah, right. I feel like that right there could be a fantastic song right there. Crazy faith. I love it.
There's actually a pastor, and I can't think of his name. It's African-American pastor who did a whole series about crazy faith.
Really?
That's what I heard at first. Yeah, I'll have to, now that I said it, I have to look
you
up.
You need to send that to me. I'm going to write a song about it, and I will dedicate it to you. How about that?
Will
that
work? Oh, my goodness.
You can use it as your theme song. There you go.
And we'll give him credit for just using that, you know, coining that term, you know, crazy faith. Now I have to look it up and let you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So with the new album coming, I know you touched on that a little bit, you know, it's coming up in March, right? And it's about your life. And I like what I appreciate about you. It's not just sharing about your life, but sharing how God worked through your life, in your life through you. And that is awesome. So where will people, it's Pastor Michael Todd, T-O-D-D is the last name. So you can look that up. And actually has a book called Crazy Faith too.
Awesome. I'll look that up for sure.
Yeah. And so where can we find you? I know, you know, you have a website, but also you can share that. And then as the tour goes, which states will you be in? I'm in PA and I'm very close to Maryland and I can go to Virginia. So you tell me. I want to be
there. You go. Well, to be honest with you, I am not sure where all the tour stops are for this year. That is a good question. And I will find that out and give you that information. But you can obviously go to my website, shellumkline.com. We're on all the streaming sites, everything when it's dropped. We're going to have all that on there. One of the songs I'm really excited about in the thing of called Real Life, I wrote a song for my smallest of small children. I've got a 6, a 5, and a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And my 4-year-old told me that she wanted her own song because my six-year-old has her own called Little Pink Glasses. And so my four-year-old wanted her own song called Pineapples and Flamingos. And so we have a song on here called Pineapples and Flamingos. So y'all definitely have to check that out when it comes out. But yeah, so it's going to be on all streaming sites, iTunes, Spotify. Basically, if there's a streaming site, it's on there. It's kind of funny. Somebody sent me a thing the other day on TikTok that my music was on TikTok and they were doing a thing to it. And I was like, hey, I know that guy. You know, it's kind of cool. But yeah, so it's on all the streaming sites. But here's what I'm desperately asking. God has blessed us with allowing us to have a brand new record label. I just signed a major record deal with Positive Country Records out of Nashville. So we're really excited about that. Congrats. But it was funny because the first meeting they asked me, they said, when people hear you, do they like you or do they tolerate you? And I was like, well, I hope they like me. They said, well, the way your Facebook, they were like, the way your Facebook and Instagram looks, it looks like they tolerate you. So here's what I'm going to beg all of your listeners to do, okay? Please go follow Shellum Klein Music on Facebook and Instagram or Instagram, whichever one, okay? Mm-hmm. Please go follow that. That way it looks like I have friends. And even if you don't like me, it's the Christian thing to do, okay? It's the Christian thing to do. So, but yeah. And then when you get done with that, yeah. And then when you get done with it, share it with all your friends and neighbors. And in all honesty, I joke and laugh about that. But that was how one of the stories that you'll hear on the Real Life Tour this year. One of the stories was because there was a friend that followed my page, shared with another person, and they followed my page. Mm. And they went through the exact same thing. And I had the opportunity for them as well. I sat down and had a meeting. They were literally 3 miles from where I live. And had no clue about me. I had the opportunity to sit down and have lunch with them one day. And once again, they were going through the exact same thing, a horrible divorce, hadn't seen their kids, but this individual hadn't seen his kids in over a year and a half. Mm. And he simply asked me the question. He said, I don't know how you do it. And I asked him, I said, do you know Jesus? And he's like, oh, I've heard about him. But he had been hurt in church and different things like that. And the lady that he was married to's dad was a preacher. So, you know, he had that stigma. I'll go into that. But I had the opportunity that day to lead him to the Lord as well. And it all was because somebody sent a, hey, go like this page. And he followed it. And he showed up at a concert and we were able to chit chat a little bit. And I was able to have lunch with him. So you never know what God's going to do. And, you know, I'm the type of person to where I say this in every concert. When we get to heaven, I like to picture as a bit the marriage supper of the lamb is a big old buffet of chicken. That's what I like to do. And you sit there and you got a big old chicken leg, take a bite of it, got grease running down your face, which is fine because there's no calories in heaven. Amen. You know, right there. But I like to think of it as this. Somebody's sitting there telling a story, like old David telling about the time where he took down Goliath, you know, flopped him in the head, flopped him flat on a pancake. You know, think about that. Then all of a sudden, while you're all that's going on, all that commotion's happening, somebody comes up and taps you on the shoulder and says, you don't know me. Because of your story, I'm here. Yes. You know, every single second's going to be worth it. So if you don't mind, go follow the page and send it to your friends. And, you know, if somebody comes to know the Lord because you sent my page to them, think about it. That's not just me getting something in heaven for it. That's you getting a crown as well. And together we worked hand in hand. I may not even know you, but we worked hand in hand to lead somebody to Jesus Christ. And that's our ultimate job, right?
Yes. Yes. Oh, beautiful. So I'm going to share from my phone here. I don't know if you can actually see for those watching. Nice. So this is what it looks like. So go on there and then follow. And I have to say, you have quite a few friends. Come on, you know.
I know. I'm excited. On there. We're trying to get to 10,000 by May. We're right at like 7,800, I think. Awesome. So share it. I need 10,000 friends because my wife said, my birthday is May 28th. Okay. And my wife told me that if I could get 10,000 followers by May the 28th, that she would take me out for a steak dinner. My wife told me that, okay? That doesn't happen. I'm usually the one taking her out. So especially all of you men out there, I need your help right now, brothers.
Help a brother out.
Help a brother out. I feel the Lord a leading right now. Okay. I need you.
I hear you. Yeah. So I'm on Instagram as well. Just sharing with everyone. This is Instagram page. Please follow. I did. So
you never know what's going to show up. We actually just had snow here the other day, and I did a Snowmageddon video, It's right. hilarious. You just never know what, because I do a lot of comedy as well in my program.
I was gonna
you just
say,
never you know what's going to happen. Yeah, you just never know what is going to happen. So if you just need somebody to be like, yep, that's the person to get me to laugh for the day, I'm your guy.
There you go. Oh, goodness. Thank you so much. So, so much.
Yes, ma'am.
For saying yes to God, you know, yes to showing up, yes to pushing through, yes to not just using your gifts and talents to serve, but using your stories to touch others and bring them to Christ. And thank you for being here today. And I'm just full. You know, my cup is full, my heart is full, and I can't wait to go on Instagram and check some of those funny videos and start sharing it out. Like, I know this guy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, if there's anything, any way that we can continue to support you, please, you know, just shoot us an email or message, and we'll be glad to continue supporting you as you do what God has called you to do.
Well, what I may even do is I might even send you a song for the new album as soon as we get them done. That way you can be one of the first ones to release it. Have a
awesome. Oh my goodness. I'm excited.
That'll work. If I get my 10,000 followers, I'll do that. How about that? Will that work?
For all of us. I want the album.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you so much again. And yeah, I'm just so blessed. So blessed. Thank everyone you. Out there watching and listening, your story isn't over yet. And even in the midst of all those hard places and spots and situations, circumstances we find ourselves in, God still can.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.